Better take a couple. It's a long night.
Okay, so we would like to call this meeting to order at 6:07. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Adoption of the agenda.
I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of March 29th.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Call to the public.
Not all at once.
Okay. And then.
They're still eating, so it's okay.
One second before we move on. Yes. Is this a regular board meeting or a special?
This is a regular because we scheduled as a regular board meeting.
Okay.
If we were to schedule a special meeting, then you would just have that special topic.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Why you scheduled on the 29th as a regular meeting. We can have up to 2 a month regular. Well, I guess you probably have more than that, but nobody really wants to have more than that.
Thanks for advising us of that. But,
not that we don't enjoy our time.
Yeah.
Because we usually do. Okay.
Consent agenda, approval of the minutes?
I don't have any changes. So there's not any changes. I would like to make them. Oh, we don't have to. Okay, we're good. I'm good. It's the language.
I don't know what happened to
it. Okay. Okay, approval of Mr. Hernandez to coach track coach?
I have nothing.
Nothing? Item C, approval of the minutes for the NACO Junior High Helping Hands Group meetings to date.
And they did not give us any meetings. They just have been doing, they've had a Wednesday pickup. And we do have an event set up next Thursday where all the kids who increased their grades or improved on their growth assessments are going to get out of school at about 1 o'clock. And we're going to have hot dogs and chips and some fun activities for them with the idea to encourage. And the good news is we have, of the 100 middle school kids or thereabouts, we have almost 90 of them that qualify. We only have about 12 to 15 kids that won't qualify. So that's good because we're working towards that spring trip, and those things are all tied in here. So.
Good job.
Item D, approval of posting for full-time or part-time elementary ELL position and fourth-grade teaching position.
Okay. The elementary ELL is, this year it's been a full-time position. We've got SEI funding to cover part of it, and then we had other funding to cover the other part. The person that filled that position took a class, but did not go and complete the rest of the classes or has not taken any more classes since the very first one. So they're not on par to have that degree, which we need to have show at least due diligence getting. So we have to open that up. Now, she can reapply for it. The fourth grade position, it was just brought to my attention just the other day that one of our fourth grade teachers has applied at another school, and they called me about it. It sounds good for her. So I want to put it here to post it. I don't want to wait till April 19th, and then we're behind. And if something happens and she decides that she's going to stay, I told her that we want to know by next Friday. So then we just won't interview for that position because she's a very good teacher. I don't want to lose her. I just want to make sure we're able to get good teachers if we have to replace them.
Who?
Ms. Cornier.
For the part-time, full-time, or part-time ELL position, is it one for full-time?
It's one position, and we're depending on our funding and then how we get the elementary set for ELL. It could be like a two-thirds position, or it could be a full-time position.
Okay.
It'll be more than a half-time. It's just not going to, it may not be a full.
It may be a full.
It just really depends on how everybody does on the Azella, how many kids we have, and what levels they're all at. My guess is it's probably going to be a full-time. We're just hopeful that we get more SEI funding so that we can pay for more of it, because I don't know if we're going to get that grant to supplement the other part of it this time through.
Okay. Item E, approval to post for the technology assistant position.
Later on, we are going to vote on hiring Mr. Rodriguez. He was the only applicant. So as I told him in the interview, don't screw this up. but he did a good job, Ms. Morgan and I, and trying to think of who else was in on the interview. It's down on the bottom of the page. But we, myself, Ms. Horton, Ms. Morgan, and Ms. King are the people that generally will work with that person. So he did a very good job. He'll be ready, and Ms. Morgan's still training him. So then we want to post for that technology assistant position.
Approval of nurse positions through grants with ASAB?
Doesn't mean as soon as possible.
Okay.
I can't remember what the acronym is, but as soon as I saw that, I'm reading it and he goes, you are granted a nurse position ASAP, or by ASAP, or for ASAP. I'm going, what do you want me to get back to you?
What's the urgency?
Position? I haven't done anything. Anyway, because of our rural area and everything like that, the state has a grant, and there have been, I don't want to, was it 50 or 60? Anyway, 50 or 60 rural schools qualified for a free nurse for next year. And so all the standards, they will fund it. It's the funding will be between, I think it's $45,000 to $50,000 in salary plus full benefits. So they pay for everything. They pay for it for 1 year, and then there may be and there may not be funding.
So now, is it every day?
Every day, full-time.
Full-time.
Yep. Yep.
So they would be here from opening school to closing school?
Now, where are you going to locate them?
Well, we're going to clean out that little back room there where we have the copier, move the copier out here, move that big screen TV into Ms. Horton's room so she can watch soap operas, and then clean out the ELL library and put it on that little thing there that says fine.
What time?
Perfect. Okay. And it'll work. We talked to them because logistically we were trying to find a place a little closer to a bathroom. And so, you know, we have that bathroom and we have these bathrooms. And so it's fairly close. And they said, you know, if you're 100 feet or so away from a bathroom, you're okay.
Yeah.
So the only thing we have to do is we needed to get, like, something for a kid to lay down on. And thank goodness we have, you know, Linda's former cot in here that you can take a nap on. And then we have to buy supplies and put a couple of cabinets up for supplies. So it'll cost us supplies, but honestly, we go and buy the Band-Aids and stuff anyway. We'll just have somebody that kind of knows what to look for.
What to.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be an alternate position. Kristen King's been on the phone with three different groups already. There's a with the Cochise College, they put out RNs. They have 96 or 98 graduating. And there's a few others. So she's gotten that out. I've got it on the state website with the ASAP. And Mr. Rodriguez has had it on our website for a couple of
weeks. So it's not like you go ask Copper Queen Hospital if they can send one over
right.
here?
Nope.
No.
They
so
want
we take
somebody
it.
Here all the time, the same person. So, A, they can develop a rapport and they get to know the kids and the staff. And, B, they get some experience. And then they also will pay if they want to go back to college to get their school nursing degree.
Oh, wow.
They will pay. They have a grant set up, so they'll pay for it if they want to do it.
Wow.
It's a pretty good deal for somebody to get that job because you're getting $45,000 to $50,000 in salary. You're getting full benefits, and they'll pay you your cost to go back to college.
Karen just got a job at the Copper Queen. She just graduated from RN, mm-hmm. and she just got it with the emergency room in Douglas.
And see, that's to me the hardest part about this is it takes a while to become part of the group, you know?
Yeah.
And so as that person becomes, by Christmas, they're fully engulfed in the school, and if they come back and say, we got no money, now, you know, how are we going to replace that $75,000, whatever, $70,000? That's the hard. So they are not sure if they're going to have the funding or not, so they don't promise anything because they don't want to go back on their word.
So it's like a one-year thing.
It's a one-year guarantee. That And then it's, you know,
you're on your own.
Kind of see how everything goes. They may have more money, and they may not. But they were targeting small rural schools. So it was good, and It really came out of the blue. I didn't do anything except open an email. So, I mean, I didn't go out and, apply for anything.
So you don't take this credit?
I got no credit. There's nobody that's got credit. I guess we'll give the tech people credit because it didn't get filtered out. The email didn't get filtered out. So, I don't know. I've heard about the program, but it was one of those where, when you read it and it says that, that they were not sure how long the funding was going to last. One of those type of things I don't really... I want to go after something I know we're going to have funding for a few years versus a one-and-done type thing. I just don't...
But, if you look at it this way, it gives the whoever's going to come, like the nurse, especially if they're, just graduated, it gives them an opportunity to start building up.
Kids' experience.
Yeah.
And if they choose to go on and get that degree or start taking classes, they pay for
it. They pay for it.
That's a huge benefit. I mean, that's like $100,000 a year right there.
Yeah.
I think that's, hopefully we'll get, somebody to apply. That's my
cool.
hope, of course.
Cool. Anything else?
I'm good.
I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through F.
A second.
Aye.
And we deleted what was that Roman numeral 4 because we did not have the ability to have that closed session tonight.
Okay.
I just took that off so I don't have the red line.
Yeah, we have our
that. So we'll move on to what now is action
4A.
Number 4 action items, okay?
Limp
a lot. Better grab some dessert.
Are you limping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I broke my foot.
Oh.
She was in a wheelchair and on crutches.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking good now.
Yeah. But she's still limping.
She's not dancing a lot, but
no more macarena for her.
If she gets an eagle or a hole in one, she'll dance a little bit. But
I
got
my one.
Who's second?
Who's
that?
Who's
second? Is the one?
Me.
Mr. Almas.
Okay. Action item.
What was the question now? Weren't they almost?
Who seconded it?
See, it was exactly the way it was last time when Don was out of town, so all I had to do was copy it and make it a 3 instead of a 2. I like those ones.
Yay. Glad to make your day.
There you go.
Action item. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we're creatures of habits.
I know. We're comfortable with certain things. Yeah. And I'm not very great with technology, so if I only have to copy and save and post it, it's great. So, all right. Letter B.
A.
On A.
Yeah.
Oh,
with A.
I already put moved by almost, second by Romero. Wait, he's 3-0.
No.
I was ready. Okay, sorry.
Okay,
purposely goofed this
presentation,
up.
Presentation, discussion, and vote for hiring Francisco Vasquez as head custodian. Francisco Vasquez?
I don't have any discussion.
With the start date of June 1st, hiring committee.
Francisco. Myself, Ms. Horton, Mr. Suarez, and Ms. King did interviews. We had two head custodian applicants. Both good people, I thought. Mr. Vasquez
isn't Mr. Vasquez the guy that left us?
He left. Yes, he did. He did.
Just this last year?
No, no.
No, it was 3 years ago.
Right before I came.
Oh,
he left. He took a bus driving and maintenance job.
Out of to another school district.
Up in Bisbee, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so he...
Why did we give him another opportunity?
Why? He was the best applicant.
Well, he's taking on a higher position, right?
Right. He was kind of stuck where he was as a para and bus driver, and that's the reason he hasn't applied for anything else that we've had.
That's the husband of Mrs. Blanca.
Both of them had some construction background. His background Also included a lot of drywall and some other things that would be nice to have, especially when we're putting up boards, taking down boards, fixing boards, taping, and all that kind of stuff. He's got a bus driver license, which helped us get that third bus driver again. Just the answers to the questions.
How many applicants did you have?
We had two for the head job.
So did we have any in-house?
Nobody in-house. We only have one custodian left in-house because two of them retired.
Mr. Suarez is retiring.
And Mr. Hubbard.
And Francis is gone, so who's left? And Hubbard?
And Raina, our new Raina David.
Wow, okay.
And Raina, she's very good, but she does not want to be a boss. That's why she left her last job, because they wanted her to be the boss.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to tell people what to do. I don't know why. My wife would love to be a boss. she's not that way. He just was very organized. He has a lot of pride in the school and things, and just the way he answered some of the questions that I thought were very important. When we ended, basically it was 4-0, we all felt...
I can't remember how long he was here before. Is it
quite a while ago.
Yeah,
I want to say it was a dozen to 13, 14 years. I know you guys have been here off and on. Mr. Paco, how long do you know?
I thought he came and went or something.
I know he left a year before.
He wasn't here when I was here.
I don't remember.
He wasn't here.
I would put it more like maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that many.
Okay. I thought he had been here like 10, but... Mm-hmm. I don't ever look at the files, really. So.
Yeah.
So.
We haven't had a high turnover, you know.
And I think, I guess I asked before we interviewed him, because I wanted to know why he wanted to come back here. And his answer to me was, this was the job I have always wanted to have. So. I asked him why he didn't apply for the custodian job last time, and because it was a relative of his that the opening came because of, he didn't feel that was right, so that's why he didn't apply for it.
So who's going to do his evaluations?
The head custodian would be just me.
Be you? Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll motion to approve the hiring of the head custodian position, Mr. Francisco Vasquez.
I'll second.
Aye.
A. Aye. A. Aye.
O.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Albert Alberto, he made the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yeah.
You seconded, right?
Okay.
So, yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Presentation, discussion, and vote on hiring Francisco Rodriguez as technology coordinator.
All right. Francisco's mixed up.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Mr. Rodriguez, like I said earlier, what in the world did I do? Goodness gracious.
The pizza go to your head?
Me and technology, I don't know what I did. I just deleted.
Go over and tell him what you always tell me.
Stop moving it.
Hit the undo key.
I just hit it about 5 times.
Well, that's too many.
I just lost everything from...
It's really slow. It's the computer's a bit slow all day.
Is it because of the weather or what? We don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to just write all this down because if I lost this... I've got that much saved so far.
You usually have a shirt with a pocket, don't you, Tim?
That's what it looks like.
So.
What's that?
Wow.
Can I see?
It's microscopic.
I just hit the button and it...
I probably have a virus.
Huh.
It's my luck.
If it comes on, okay.
I'm going to... Okay.
Yes, that's
there's
like
a gal over there that does the know a lot about computers.
What you got?
I don't know, but it's probably not good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a mic?
I'm gonna grab another pizza.
Yeah, I eat too.
That is still, it's still.
I want my pizza to go down because I want to pizza back.
Did you see it?
I'm just going to call it.
From here it looks so good.
I've gotten the other one over here that I can use.
I've gone there one time.
I've only gone once in Vegas, and it was a friend's birthday, and I went to Tucson, but there's like a... All these cheesecakes they make. The one was like a pineapple upside down cheesecake, and the other one was like a carrot cake cheesecake.
Okay.
And you can get all the recipes online. So I made the carrot cake cheesecake. You pour the carrot cake batter in the bottom, and then you put the cheesecake, and then you bake it.
Okay.
Oh, it's really good.
All right.
But that just looked like a different animal.
You didn't get it?
I'm just going to write it, and then I'll
go to
my computer.
Okay.
If you can read it.
I wrote. Almost Walker 3-0.
Okay, that's good.
I think I can get that part. All right. Letter B.
Well, we've been discussing this one for a while already,
I know.
So I have no issues with that one. So.
Yeah, I'm good.
Any questions on that one?
I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
he's a good guy.
So I'll make a motion. Oh, did you motion?
No,
nobody did, yeah.
I'd like to make a motion for item B, accepting hiring Francisco Rodriguez for the technology coordinator.
I second that motion.
Aye.
Did you second it?
Me.
Risa did.
With that, the other thing, and we'll bring it to you when we get to the end of someone's time, but we'll set something up with Julie so that we have her ability to call her if we need any help or if Mr. Rodriguez isn't sure on things, so we have to go to. So we'll set something up like... You know, so much an hour whenever we call her or whatever, we'll figure that out before she leaves. We've got a few months to do that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Just because if it's, you know, it's
a transition.
With Visions and Power School, as he's training.
It's not like she'll cut it and leave and that's it?
No.
Okay. And you know what? It's good.
I know.
Because you always have the situations where something's going on and you're like.
Well, and, you know. Like when we were going through, we were asking different questions, and Julie, I'm going to show him.
Yeah.
I'm going to show him.
Yeah.
And you know, so we try to plan ahead and do all that, but there are so many things in Julie's position, which she does once a year.
Yeah.
You know, and or things that we do once or twice a year that between me emailing Donna and Julie going, okay, whose job is it this time? I can't remember because it was 6 months ago or a year ago we did this. Who does this? So, I mean, there are plenty of things that we run into like that.
Especially because it's it's our school program. It's like everything's in there. So it's great that she is willing to help us after, even though she's gone.
Are you going to do like a timeline thing?
Because
like that's this class.
We already, may I?
Go ahead.
We already talked about that, and I'm going to have instructions. These are all the things you need to do, and how to do them and where you go in Power School, what page to do this or that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there'll be a notebook.
We're doing the same thing with the custodial job.
Right.
Mr.
Suarez is setting up.
Mr. Suarez is writing down basically like month by month what we do and who we order different things from and why we order from this company and not that company and where we got free stuff. And that's why we have to order for so long from these companies. So he's putting all that together, too. So we don't want a transition where the people have to guess, and by guess and by golly. And, you know, it's okay to learn on your own a little bit, but we don't want that all the time. So.
And you don't want to miss something because you didn't know
right.
about it, you know.
Yeah.
And find out
so,
the word with
I mean, you know, like for us, the when we get the roofs redone and we get all those units put up there now, sounds like we're going to get probably two or three more units because our units, we got a couple units that are shot on the middle school now. But like if we're not getting up there and replacing those filters in a timely manner, you know, then it doesn't really do us a lot of good to have the filters to begin with. So we have to get up there and at least twice a year, if not three times a year, do that. So we're just trying to get all that laid out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be like a day that you have to do it, but the month, you know, like November, March, August, or whatever, change the filters, you know, and then we try to, you know, that kind of stuff. So, all right. So that's the plan so that nobody runs into a wall and feels like nobody loves them anymore and they're out there on their own. Because we have enough of those moments anyway, even though we know people love us once in a while.
Okay, item C. Presentation, discussion, and vote of hiring Kelly
Demonet.
What's with the Z at the end?
I don't know. I don't spell it. It's way.
You know, it also does go there.
French, yeah.
It does go there.
It does, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you had
it wrong. No. Yeah, it goes there.
Demonet.
She
as junior first grade teacher.
Right, and we're still working on deciding if we're going to have a junior first or if we're going to have two first. We'll figure that out. We interviewed her, and I mean, in all seriousness, I've interviewed people for 10 years. I've interviewed a lot of teachers. I would have hired her in Minnesota or any school I was ever at. Probably the best interview I've ever had. She was really good. And when I took her on a quick tour, and Miss Rhodes and Miss Martin and Miss Hudson sat and talked about it. And when I came back in, I said, well, what did you guys think? And they all three said, well, that's a no-brainer. She's amazing. So she'll do great. She taught in Chandler for 14 or 15 years, and she was in Sierra Vista for the last three, 2 years teaching, and then 1 year she had a job, and then that was when they laid off a bunch of people at the beginning of the year because they didn't have as many kids as they thought they were going to have. And so she just wasn't very happy with where she was, and she wanted to try something different. So so we're glad she did. She'll be a good fit for us. She'll be very good.
As of right now, how many kindergarten students do we have that are going?
Well, we're registering tonight and tomorrow. That was our kindergarten roundup tonight from 5:30 to 6:30, and then tomorrow. Yeah. And from, I want to say it's 1 to 4 o'clock tomorrow. And then we'll see. What we sent out to everybody was that we're going to register the first 25. Now, if we have 25 registered by May 15th, then we're going to have to go to a second kindergarten. But our problem has been that when we've had two teachers, and Ms. Model remember probably better than I, but I believe when we got to, like, teacher workshop last year, we had seven in each classroom, I think. Wasn't it seven or eight in each classroom?
When we first started?
When we got to teacher workshop, when we were looking at the numbers.
It was a low, but historically, the school, they come.
They come afterwards,
Right. So what we're trying to do is get the people to make and apply so we can plan correctly. And so we put out there in on the website and on the Facebook page that we're going to have a roundup, and we're going to take the first 25 students that apply.
But how many do we have, how many kindergartens do we have that are going to first grade right now?
Right now we have 29 or 30.
In kindergarten? In kindergarten?
Let's see, 27 minus 3, 24.
That are looking into going into first grade?
Mm-hmm. Because three of them.
I know, but that'll be something we're going to talk about, because we'd like to retain three students, but we're only going to have 25 kinders. I don't know if we want to retain a kinder and then take up a spot of another kinder that would be coming in.
Oh.
So it's a discussion for us to have. But I know they have three between Miss Mott and Miss Rhodes.
How many between Miss Mott and Miss Rhodes?
27.
27.
I have 14, and I think she has 14.
I thought she had 15, but anyway, it's 28 or 29 kids, and then I know there's three that we've had some talk about retaining. It's just a matter of...
And we're going to all day, though.
We're going to all day.
Right. Yes.
And I think she signed up. There's seven, I believe, came in tonight.
Seven tonight. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Seven kindergarten?
Mm-hmm.
In 1 hour. So.
Yeah, they're coming in and out. Mm-hmm.
Well, we tried to say...
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you're right. I mean, we have these parents that signed them up, September, October, November, and here we go.
Exactly.
Even after school started, they're trickling in.
It's ongoing. It's not even like shortly after school.
No.
It's like a month later.
Yeah, they usually, I didn't shut my books down for who was in my class until usually after September's Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
Labor Day.
Wow.
Because they would be coming back.
Mm.
from vacation or being further down south, and just that's when they all came back.
Okay.
So the nice thing here with this is if we get to 25 in May and we have to open another kindergarten, we have somebody so now we have the flexibility with Callie where she could teach kindergarten or the first grade.
Does she go by a short name?
Callie.
Miss Callie?
Callie, like California.
Yeah.
So when she got married, she stopped French, so she kind of goes by like Kellyanne or something, but anyway.
Miss Disney.
I like that as a first name, De Monet.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
De Monet. Get out of here, De Monet.
I'll make a motion to approve Miss Kelly De Monet as the junior first grade teacher.
Second.
I'll give it to Walker.
Did you reach the second?
No, Walker.
No, you got it.
Aye.
All right. So I'll let you read it and then I'll explain.
Where am I at?
Presentation,
discussion, and possible vote on approving the hiring of students to help with our summer jobs. The pay rate will be minimum wage and will start these positions on May 31st.
Okay.
Didn't we do this last year?
We did, and I'm just getting approval to do it again because we're going to spend taxpayer
money. We did, right?
Money.
Yes. Okay.
It worked great. It really did. It worked great. We hired 4 kids last year. This year, the plan is that we have the new head custodian coming to work for a month with Armando and the rest of the crew. So he'll start June 1st. The new custodian that we hired will bring in on June 15th. So because we'll have 2 other people during that month, I only want to hire 3 instead of 4 this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start on the 31st because that's basically almost the first day, not a holiday, that Bisbee doesn't have school. So any kids that are 15 or 16 years old can apply. And they need to be 15 because if we put them out there on the lawnmower or something, that's the youngest you dare put anybody out there otherwise, you know. So 15 or 16, 16 is better, but 15 or 16 years old. And then we'll use them for hauling. And they were great last year, really was. Those kids that we had here, you know, 2 of them went with Armando or Francis, depending upon who was here and who was on vacation, and learned how to strip floors and knew how to do everything. And 2 of them were with usually Victor, and they were ripping everything out of the rooms and clearing it so the stripping and everything could come in, and it was just a machine. They were really good. So, and I think we give them a chance to and we say it's minimum wage, but I was talking to some of the boys last year, and they said, well, yeah, I could have worked, you know, for my dad or my uncle, and I got like $3 a day. So we're giving them $12 a day, or $12 an hour. I mean, 12 a day would be really good. But 12 an hour, and they're, you know, thinking this is great, and they're just hauling it. I mean, they worked really hard. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good investment for us. Why are we going to shut it off at the end of June? Because that then gets into next year's aggregate cap limit. So we have to stop at the end of this year. We got a freebie till June 30th. So it'll be from May 31st to June 30th, yes.
And where do they go to apply? Online?
It'll be online, and they can come in the office, too. We just print those little really brief applications. We'll probably do the interviews about 2 weeks before the end of school or 3 weeks, probably so we can hire them at the May meeting.
Yeah, they get covered with workman's comp and so forth?
I believe they'd be covered with workman's comp because they're an employee, but they won't get any other benefits.
You said you're looking for minimum 15 years old?
15 years old. Just because of the insurance.
How old is yours?
14.
You won't pass. Mine qualifies. Get him.
But
it's just a good
experience, and those kids I think learned a lot, and it was funny because I remember when we interviewed, one of the kids asked us is, do we have to come to work every day? No, you don't, because if you don't want to come to work, you don't have to be here at all.
you just check it?
So that was one of the guys we didn't hire. You know, it was Armando and I that interviewed, and the guy left, and Armando said, I think he'd be a good worker, but I didn't like how he said that. I said, no, me either. I said, he's out. So, you know, but I mean, it was good. They got to go through. They dressed up, you know, pretty much. I mean,
really?
Wore jeans, but nice shirts, and cleaned up, and then they came in and went through the whole, you know, 10-12 question interview, and
that's
it was
a good
experience for them.
Yeah.
And it was really good for us, because I asked Armando, do we want to get those kids? Oh, we have.
Yeah.
they were good. I mean, you know, we got done with everything last year. My goal always is 2 weeks before the teachers are back, I want the school done. So we're just doing tie-ups so every person can get in their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was, I think, the first time we were able to do that. So,
how many kids are you looking for?
Probably three.
And what the? How many custodians?
Well, we'll have our three that are here through June, and then our new head and whoever we hire as the other custodian. We want that other custodian to start about the middle of June.
But we've always had only three custodians.
Yeah. Well, we also have Mr. Valdez, who works about Ramon, who works about 20 some hours
true.
A week.
What is his title?
He is just an assistant custodial maintenance person.
That's right. True. He jumps in.
And he's a part-time.
He works in the mornings. He opens up every morning, Monday through Thursday, from 6:30-ish to 11-ish, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's 20. If we need him a little longer, of 24 hours a week, we keep it there. Keep it under that. So.
And is enough for him to keep him busy?
It's enough. There is plenty to keep him busy. It's getting it done.
Cool.
Sometimes question.
All righty.
I would like to make a motion to approve the hiring of students for the summer jobs.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So in your packet, what we got and what we got from Chuck Essex and ASBO. I guess that there seems to be another initial in there I'm missing. But anyway, they're projecting that if they feel we're going to be given something between a 1% and possibly up to a 2% increase. The problem is that with the aggregate cap limit, all of that stuff is going to count against us. So what we did was we put down 1%.
I hate to tell you, but all I have is four copies of tonight's agenda.
You got all those. Are you sure they're not in your envelope? Check your envelope.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go. That's where they went. I told you I had them out there.
And of course, I didn't look at them until I got down there.
That's okay.
I look at my agenda. There's a bunch of them there.
All right.
Okay.
So each of those cells, we took the salary schedule that we worked through last year and kind of evened everything out and got the bumps and everything. And with that 1% increase, we're figuring that they're going to get their step down as well as the increase on that step, which basically means they're going to get more than the 1% or 2% that we're probably going to get as an increase. But if we put 2% on the salary schedule and you give a bump and a step, now all of a sudden they're sitting at 4 or 5%, and then you just put yourself in a little more peril with that aggregate cap. So we did that, and
is there a reason why we have two?
Yes, because you shouldn't have. I'm sorry, I gave you two of
okay.
those. You should have one that's all the way across. That one, yes.
This one and this one.
And
okay.
One,
I have two of these are identical, right?
I think I must have had
okay.
two.
Okay.
Made two copies and given everybody two.
And then we have
I did not mean to. You have one that says classified with custodians, paras, bus drivers.
There's only one of these, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And there should only be one of these. I don't know why I gave you two.
Yeah. If you got extras, I'll take them out.
Okay.
Donna likes to reprint on
them. Well, I need those.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to hand them out anyway. Okay, so on that one, I didn't add any steps or anything. I just took what we had, and we set the cells. And instead of doing every cell individually like I had to do last year, I got smarter, and I got Victor to come in after Miss Horton tried to tell me how to do it, and she just forgot one little thing, and that little thing didn't help me. So I went, and I got one of the two masters that are only around the corner from me, and they came in and go, oh, yeah, just boom, 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 that's it. Okay. So, yeah, the 32.8 was where that BA was set at last time. And so then what I did was I took that, I multiplied it by the 1%, and then had to add it to the previous number and then hit the equal, and then it formulated it all the way down. Mm-hmm. And it worked great until I got to the MA plus 60 category. And then somewhere about 23 years, we were paying someone $552,000. And I don't know what I did, but it was adding and multiplying multiple rows. So then I had to go back to the 35,540 and then multiply that by 1% all the way down. So I believe everything, when I double-checked, I picked certain cells and checked, it was right. That's it, with the addition, again, of 1%. And then plus they will get a step. They'll get their step. And they'll also get, if they took credits or something, and I don't know that anybody has, but nobody's at least turned in a lane change to me, then they would be able to go out also. So.
You have a subject or link.
How much is the step?
It just depends on which lane it is. The steps vary from anywhere from, I think, 300 to about 600. It's a little more balanced than this one is. This one here, you've got some people that get like up to $1.20 an hour raise 1 year, and so anyway.
The custodian.
This is the one we tried to balance out, so we were competitive with the schools around us last year. So we raised that first step up to 32.8 last year, and this year with a 1% raise, it goes to 33.120.
Okay. Any questions?
None.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the salary schedule increase for certified staff for the 2022-2023 calendar year.
A second.
Aye.
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 And then the 22-23 classified 1280 is the new minimum. We will probably have to raise that again when it comes to January. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. We don't know how much, but my guess would be somewhere in that 20-25 cent range, and then that'll trickle up everything below. Mm-hmm. So in January, people will get a raise.
So right now, what's the minimum?
Minimum is 1280.
Right now?
Right now.
Mm-hmm. And then January, it's going to be what?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it, but I would imagine at least a quarter.
Yeah,
at
it's been going up between 20 and 30 or 40 cents each year. So
it'd be like 13.05 next year, probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, 13.05.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, then everybody that's 13.05 or less will get, you know, they'll get a pay raise in January 1. So
what, the minimum wage is what
1280.
That is the level.
That's
one.
Like step one, almost
1280.
Went that January 1st, it went to 1280. Unless you're a restaurant waiter or waitress, and I think I don't know what that is, a lot lower because they figured.
So it varies then.
Yeah, but they figure for tips in there, so they try to.
It's for something, and then they figure so much to make up to get to the 1280.
Right.
So these kids that are going to get hired, that's $102 a day.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got that in eight hours?
8 hours, yeah.
But they didn't work 8 hours this last year.
Last year, I think they worked about 6 or 7. It just depended. They came in at 8 o'clock,
right.
And then everybody left at 3, and they usually left about 2:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So it would probably be about 6.5 or 7 hours a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we let we had Armando and everybody here, so everybody, they had their game plan. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take these kids. You're going to take those kids. You're going to do this. We're going to do this. So we had it all organized and ready to go that way, and it went like, I guess, I mean, like clockwork with pretty good batteries. It worked pretty good.
Question real quick on this one. Let's say, for example, somebody that's a custodian, has maybe 3 years of experience and a bus driver. Like, where will
they can have two different pay grades. I mean, honestly, one of the reasons why every school in Arizona has a big sign outside their bus garage and sometimes in front of their school, bus drivers needed, is because Arizona is one place where they don't pay bus drivers. In Minnesota, I paid my starting bus drivers $23 an hour and full benefits. In South Dakota, I paid my starting bus drivers $22 an hour, and they got half benefits.
Hmm.
And they worked 4 hours a day.
Hmm.
I mean, it's...
But that's what we do right now with
Right now, we
Borkes,
pay starting
right?
bus drivers $15.25 an hour.
Ms. Borkes,
if they're doing an
Mr.
extracurricular
Hubbard,
trip,
right?
and there's a reason for that, but if you're doing an extracurricular trip, you're paid from the time you load... get in the bus and start it and get it ready to go until you are done cleaning it afterwards. And you're paid for the whole game that you can sit and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're paid a little less hourly to do an extracurricular route than you are a regular bus driver route, because the regular bus driver route is, I want to say Evans is about 45 minutes. So he'll run two routes in an hour and a half. He gets the bus warmed up and puts it away. He's got 2 hours put in for the day, maybe two and a half max. So, but on a, you know, we take kids to St. David, you sit there and you watch two volleyball games or two basketball games, or you're there for a track meet or whatever it is, you know, you might be there, you might be gone for 6 or 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, our activity fee isn't, I mean, our activity account isn't, you know, we don't have a lot of extra money put aside there. So when you do the activity buses, you get the longer days and you get more money. But you're also paid a lot of, there's a lot of dead time where you don't have to, you know, but you want to make sure they're paid all of that, because there's pressure driving. I mean, you're driving
yeah.
kids and whatever, so there's pressure with that. But so you have different routes. I mean, so that's not uncommon. But yeah, the regular bus route driver, he would be in column three.
Mm-hmm.
So say they had 10 years as a bus driver. Most of the time, if we can, you know, if we can show that they had 10 years as a school bus driver and they had a good record, I would recommend to you that we give them their 10th year, 10 years.
That'll be 17, 15 right here, based on the skill.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And same thing for custodial experience, if they have
custodial, para, mm-hmm. kitchen, and they've worked someplace and they've got the experience and they've got a good references and all that. I would recommend to you, generally when we hire people, I try to give them what's fair. Somebody comes in with 25 years, you know, you can't. But if they're switching jobs and whatever, you're going to find somebody. You found somebody with 25 years, and you know, you're going to try to make sure you can get them. Maybe you can get them 15 or 16 years if the board's okay with that. I mean, going much higher than that's pretty tough. But you know, if you did, I don't know. Every time Don and I try to talk, and we try to talk about how many years they have, what are the recommendations like, and then what's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, but I think the guy who was here for the title thing said today, he said, the thing I really enjoyed today was walking around when he got to go meet everybody in the morning. And then when he went back into some of the classrooms, he said, I really enjoyed the fact that your people are all smiling. It's like they're happy and they enjoy being here. He said, that's great. Because trust me, you don't see that in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's like, hey, talk to you.
No, I said, I'll give him Lila. Lila makes everybody
Yeah, I know. Lila, her little kinder that has to get her tippy toes to look over the table. but, you know, it was, and I really think that's true. And so if we treat people, try to be as fair as we can. I mean, there's some policies that you have, and we have to follow the policies, but when it comes to if you're going to bring somebody in, we want to bring in the best people we can. And, you know, you can't bring somebody in and then pay them on step one. It, you know, it's just...
Well, even like bus drivers, it is a big responsibility. Whenever you're the only adult there, you know, and you're kind of preoccupied at the moment, you know. And I remember Janice, some of her stories would be like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know.
I drove that mini bus route in South Dakota, and let me tell you. I mean, if it wasn't trying to hit that rooster running across the road every now and then, you know. But, I mean, you're driving, and, you know, you most of the time, at least in the morning when I pick kids up at 6 o'clock in the morning or 6:30, they were tired, most of them. But, you know, you get some of those kids that get on with that sugar cereal, and they're ready to bump and. You know, it's, you're trying to look up, you're trying to see the road, and thank God I was on dirt roads.
Well, then you have bikes, of course, you know.
Yeah, and I was on dirt roads, so I didn't have to worry about crossing the line. There was hardly any everybody coming, you know. But I couldn't, I mean, if I were going to drive a bus, I would drive extracurricular routes because I love to go to sports games.
Right.
So you get in free, and you get to watch a game, and then you just got to drive to and drive back. But getting in that bus with, you know, and you got a coach there to tell the kids, sit down and be quiet. You know,
right,
knock
yeah.
it off, or we're going to run crushers when we get back, or whatever it is, you know. But you can, I don't think you can pay me enough to drive a bus with, say, just 50 kids packed in there.
No.
With nobody else on it.
Not nowadays.
It takes a special person to be able to do that.
Or deaf.
Yeah, well, that probably doesn't hurt. So, any other questions on that?
No.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the salary schedule increase for classified staff for the year 2022-2023.
I'll second.
Aye.
All right. Do you want me to explain this one?
Yes, please.
There's two of them on here, and... Donna knows one of them's been a pet peeve of mine since July 2nd of whatever year I came. But the first one here, letter G, is we have, you know, once in a while we have people who want to take a couple of days and go someplace. And we give everybody 2 personal days. But at the end of the year, those 2 personal days are automatically rolled into sick leave. And in many places where I've been, and this is what I'm suggesting that we do, we allow people to bank those 2 days if they don't want to use them, okay? And be able to go up to having 5 personal days in the bank. Because right now, the way it is, if Julie has 2 personal days and Linda has 2 personal days and Donna has 2 personal days, they can use them or they roll into their sick leave. And, you know, let's just take Miss Morgan, for instance. She has like 195 sick days, okay? Mm. She doesn't need more sick days, but maybe she would really like it if she would have been able to roll those personal days into a pile of 4 or 5 days so she could have done something 1 year. Okay? And the other thing is, and it's really why I'm bringing it to you, because it was a discussion that I had with the attorney when I was talking about another matter, but we were talking about leave. And I said, well, how do your schools... you know, handle, and she said, you just need to make sure you cannot allow staff to take personal days and sick days and then take time off. She said, because then you and that staff member can get into trouble for mismanagement of public funds. So we're going to, if we do that and we say, you can take your personal days, you can roll them forward, you can keep them next year when you come, we add 2 more to it, now you have 4 days. If Julie wants to take 4 days, go to Vegas, you know, whatever, you know, go visit somebody, whatever it is, she now has the ability to do that. Where before, to be honest, she couldn't have done that. She would have come to me and she would have said, I want to do this. And I have allowed it, and I know now that, I mean, I knew it probably wasn't right, but I know now after getting one for it by the attorney, that I should not have allowed it, but I always felt like Julie's been here, and somewhere in all of that sick leave are a bunch of personal days that got rolled into it. And I think that if she takes 4 days, it's okay. I mean, I try to treat everybody fair. I don't allow everybody to do everything they want to do, but I try to make sure people can do it. But now I can't do that anymore. So what I'd like to do is follow this policy, which they already earn their two personal days each year. Mm-hmm. They don't want to use them, save them. I'd rather have them in the classroom than I want a substitute. And, you know, we can't get subs anyway. I mean, there's very few that will come down here. So why do I want them to use them just because they're either going to either use them or lose them? So if they can add it up and then once every 3 years, take a 4 or 5 day break, go down to Rocky Point or whatever their family trip, leave early for Christmas, come back, you know, whatever it is that way, what's wrong with that? Because if it's just once every 3 years, we can find a sub once in a while. But if it's every year and it's, you know, you start getting a lot of days, it's hard to cover. I would rather allow that. And then we know they just have to know that they're being honest. Because if they go and they tell me that they're going to the doctor for the next 4.5 days in a row, well, they dang well better have a doctor slip for 4.5 days.
Way down in Mexico.
Yeah, you know, and so. But then when we do this, what my message to the staff will be is you just have to understand, it's personal days are for your personal use. You need to use them for that, mm-hmm. and don't take a sick day for a personal day. Mm-hmm. You know, because then it's misuse of funds. I'll tell them, I won't say it the same way the attorney said it to me, but I'll make sure they understand it. I think it's a good policy. I think it treats everybody fair, and I think it allows everybody to earn up to have time to go do something.
So we're at two now.
We're at two now each year.
We're
going
to up it to five.
No, we're going to leave it at two each year.
We leave it at two.
But then next year, if they don't use these, now they got four.
Right.
And they can actually add one more.
Okay.
The following year, right? Mm-hmm. So they ultimately would have six the next year,
right.
But they can't carry more than five
over.
Okay. So they would probably want to use some of those sick or personal days fairly soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we end up the year with five or more, two of them will automatically roll into the sick leave the next year.
Gotcha.
Do you think that will cause any issues? Like at the, you know, teachers taking them towards the end of the school year, example.
We'll have to have a real honest conversation we're not doing it the last week, we're not doing it, you know, I mean, and we're only going to allow one person out or two people out. We'll have to do that. We'll probably bring something and let you guys put that in the policy.
Right.
We have to have a number that we can't get more of. And most schools say three, but the problem for us is if it's three teachers, we probably don't have three subs.
Right.
I mean, I will say the lady that we hired, her mom is a substitute teacher. So we told her we'd hire her if she brought her with. So, you know, I think we may pick up a substitute teacher there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ms. Morgan might get bored at home and want a substitute or something. Never know if Ms. Mott's if Ms. Mott's back visiting or something like that. She needs some gas money. But, you know, I think that we, as long as we have honest conversations and we tell them up front, this is how we have to deal with it, and there are going to be certain times. It's kind of like booking those cheap flights on the airplane. There are some blackout dates. The last 2 weeks of the school year, you know, the first week or two of the school year, parent-teacher conferences, I told the teachers at our last meeting, I have never in my life seen so many teachers gone from parent-teacher conferences ever.
Really?
And I know we had COVID, and I know we had illnesses, and I know we had babies, and we had a lot of things. But we had a lot of people miss parent-teacher conferences. This year was the worst year ever.
Hmm.
And so that's going to stop.
You
we're
going to
be
that.
Here. Parent-teacher conferences, you have to be here. And I know things happen, and, you know, family emergencies and bad tragedies and all that, it happens. We have to be here. We just have to be here. This is we have to blow our own horn in education. We have to promote our school. We have to promote our class, promote our kids, see our parents. So
we're a small school.
We are, and you know, we live in a small town, and people talk. And if you don't have all your teachers at conferences and people show up there, people get unhappy. So we don't want that. We don't want to start a rumor mill for something like that. So
is it possible, instead of on 2 days per year, make it 2.5 per year? And the reason being is if I was a teacher, and I know I get 2 days 1 year, 2 days the next year, that's 4 days, and I want to take a whole week off, so that means that if I want to take a whole week off, I got to do two things. I got to either come in for one day and then take the rest of the week off, right? Which the, I wouldn't want to do that. Or I got to look for a week that has a holiday in it, right? And take those
Veterans
4 days.
Veterans Day week, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
But would that be hard to keep up with?
Here, well, a couple of things, and I would recommend not, but here's a couple of things. One, the math with the program, and not that that can't be done, but if you, once you start increasing the leaves and things, now all of a sudden you've got people, you know, that they could have. I mean, I say 5 days. You could say four, you could say six, you could say build it up to 10. I believe five is the maximum you want to do it. And the reason I say that you have every 3 years a teacher could take a 5 day vacation. Because if you make it so that every 2 years, we have 21 teachers on staff right now. So every year you would have up to 11 teachers that could be gone for a week.
Right.
You know, and I mean, if it were the last, towards the end, after we were done with tests, it wouldn't be as harmful. But you take a week of our prime learning time, you know, we already give them three days at Thanksgiving. We give them 2 weeks plus at Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our bigger breaks. So to me, the every 3 years is a better window that is feasible for us because of our location and our lack of subs. Mm-hmm. But did somebody want to say something?
I was just going to say, 1 year, well, it was for a couple of years, we had 5 differentiated days and 7 sick days.
If you want my honest opinion, I think that you should have just give the staff 12 paid days off, PTO, paid time off. You got 12 days.
They can be sick, they can be personal.
Well, however you use it, now you're not going to lie to me anymore.
That's not a good idea.
I'd be fine, but that would be something we'd have to change the policy on. And I can look into that and bring that back to you.
I think it would simplify it personally, you know. So
I should
look into that. And
I always felt PTO was a better way to go. I hate having all these buckets.
It's a pain in the rear.
I mean, one thing is annual leave, but all the other, it's so, I mean, with that, you will have more people gone. You know, in all honesty, you'll have more people that will be gone.
Longer, yeah.
But if, say, Julie, because we know she skips a lot, right? She only has that 212 days,
right,
or whatever. But say Julie decides she wants 4 days off in September to do this. She takes her 4 days. And then she gets sick the week of Thanksgiving mysteriously and misses Friday, Monday, Tuesday. And then, you know, and all of a sudden she's out of days,
right,
and it's the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
So we right now have 4 or 5 people that are out of days.
Mm-hmm.
So when they lose a day of school right now, they lose their pay.
They don't get paid.
And they pay us for their benefits.
Which?
So the only drawback to the PTO, okay, and this truly is people will use it because, oh, God, I can do anything. I can go fishing today. I can go out hunting tomorrow. You know, and then all of a sudden March hits and you get the flu and you just lost 4 days and you only had 3 left. You know, and with the way COVID's been, it's been horrible. I mean, COVID, and we've had a lot of other things too. I mean, you know, we had one of our paras, husband in ICU for, was it 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was
3 weeks. I mean, the nurse, when he left, I talked with his wife, and she said the nurse told him, you're the first person that's been in ICU in the shape you were in that I've sent home alive. And he still will not get vaccinated. So, I mean, you know, it's just been a tough year and a half. We've used a lot. So, but that's the only thing you have to think about with paid time off. Because people, the first time they have that freedom, if they don't have a lot of days, some of them will go and use it all up.
Yeah.
And so that's the only bad thing. But we can talk about that.
So we can talk about this.
I would like to put this into a place right now, and then we could always put a different policy in that overrides it to start July 1 if you so choose.
Okay. Right.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the change of personal leave for employees allowing them to accumulate 5 personal days at a rate of 2 per year.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Now, this is the most confusing thing I've ever had in my life. Sick leave that you accrue as you get a paycheck. And we have so many people that end up in a negative as the year starts. If they use a sick leave day or 2 days, they're gone. All of a sudden, they're at the negative. Well, ultimately, they're not really at the negative. But it says they're at the negative. If you follow the law, they're at the negative because they haven't accrued and earned that time. Every place I've been until I got here has always just given everybody their days on day one. So on July 1st, every employee got all their leave. Okay? Now I know because Donna said, no, this is why we do it. And she, and she's won for 2 years, but I'm going to win this because she even admits how much of a headache it has been this year. But you get your days. But if you use all your days and you quit in February, your last check, all the excess days you took are docked from your check.
Right.
So that's how we have to deal with it. And could it possibly happen that somebody pulls one on us and gets away with an extra day? Yeah, it could. But in all honesty, with all the headache, I honestly believe Donna and I have probably sat for at least 10 or more hours this year, cumulative time, trying to figure out how much sick leave people have and what we have to do. And we've asked the staff, I don't know, 8 times, 7 times, if they want to donate for people that have an extenuating circumstance, illness type thing. And so, you know, I think that if people know they got them, you got them, this is what you got, it's easy to read, you used 4 last time, they're gone now, you only have, you know, 6 or whatever left, they see it.
So
it's really confusing every time you get a paycheck when Dawn looks and she got 0.39 days here and she gained 0.24 days here and she's now at negative 0.62 here and a positive 0.3 there. And I mean, because that's how it adds. I know! That's why I'm going.
So on July 1st,
a numbers person can't like that.
On July 1st, they're going to get their leave
day.
They
get their days.
On that first physical year.
First day.
Their physical year.
Right. First day. On July 1st, every employee has it right in their account on our spreadsheet how many days they have.
Right.
And this negative thing you're talking about, does that mean like they're in a negative, that so when they get their paycheck, then
that's the problem.
They get paid for it.
It shows that they're negative, but they're really not negative because they got more coming. But at some point during the year, we need to know how many more days they have coming. It's a headache.
So, like, are you saying so on the fiscal year, we're going to give them all their days on July 1st?
On July 1st.
They're getting all their
10
days.
10 sick days, you get 2 personal days. And if you have
10 sick
15
days.
Annual days, you get that. It's all there on July 1.
And if you use it all,
when it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone. That means if they miss any
if
more, they don't get paid.
Past that, they lose their pay, and they pay for their insurance benefits.
Yeah.
It simplifies it.
It's easier. And the benefits,
every school
it's amazing what it costs for our benefits for a day. It's crazy.
No, they don't all do that. They all do what
we're going to do.
No, they don't do what we're going to do. They all do the other. Not all, but a good portion of them.
Really?
Yes. Huh. They'll do it paycheck by paycheck.
They look at how many days off they have, and then they're adding. If they're all listed on the first paycheck, I just think it's everybody, it's going to be easier.
But if you have a big staff, it seems like a big margin for error.
When you're doing all the percentages, yes, I think it is. When I was at Bemidji, we had
the computer
500, 600 staff members. We all got our days on July 1st. They were added to the total. So like I had 90 or 100 or 120 days, whatever I had, I got my 10 days added in. I got my 2 personal days added in. If my personal in Bemidji, for our personal days, if we went over 5, they paid us, I think we got paid $50. Hmm. So if we went over 5 personal days, they paid us $50. So, I mean, for me, that was, I'll take $50. I mean, that bought me minnows for a few weeks for fishing, right? So, I mean, you know, but I mean, some people wanted to use their day because their day, obviously, if you take your paycheck, how much is your day worth? It's worth more than $50.
Right.
But, you know, I hated to use personal days, and we had kids in college, and we had, you know, my wife working full time, so we just worked and then did our things with the kids on the weekends and whatever, so we didn't take time. But there are a lot of schools that do different things, but if we all have it on July 1, everybody knows. And then I really think there have been enough people who have been docked this year so far, and enough who have come very close to being docked without people with big hearts like Miss Morgan over here, who's donated half of probably about 50 or 60 sick days in the last year and a half to other people, because every time we ask, she just says, "Oh, give them 3." You know, I mean, so there's a limit, and then you have to have so many saved up, and there are some stipulations with donating your sick days. So Donna's the sick day police on that. She's got all the forms they have to sign and have to look it up. But I really think that it'll relieve some stress. You know, like we have one gentleman who drives him nuts because it shows negative 0.97 days. And it's shown that for weeks because he's at zero, but it hasn't cleared out because it hasn't come through the pipeline all the days, because we've already given him the days that he's got coming. So we've told him multiple times, you're really at zero. It shows negative 0.97, but you're really at zero. Don't worry about it. But he does. So
come July 1st, everybody's going to start.
Everybody will have their days.
Okay. We'll
have a meeting with the staff and go through things. And at that meeting, too, I'll ask them what they think about the possibility if we move to a paid time off. I'll ask them what they think. I mean, it always sounds good until you're that person that uses up your days and you don't have any more days and it's March 1st.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that happens. Mm-hmm. And we have to send a letter, and you are now out of sick leave. Do not miss, or you will be docked blank and blank. So.
Yeah.
I mean, with your migraine, no matter what.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And if you've got a temp when you walk in, we send you back. So.
So. Any other questions on that?
No.
Okay.
Do I make one motion?
Yeah.
I'd like to move to approve item H as presented, pertaining to the sick days.
One second.
Aye.
You can tell she's a veteran because she didn't read it. She just said as presented.
Mm-hmm. That's part of my, tricks.
Training, yeah. There you go.
Aye.
I'm me.
All right.
Almost seconded, briefly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost Walker, second.
Okay.
Almost seconded.
Almost seconded.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Brisa almost seconded it.
almost seconded it. There you go. I almost seconded it.
All right.
She's
hey,
almost
it's late.
There.
I got a lot of sugar in me right now. I'm going to have a tough time sleeping.
Come on, hurry up. I want to get that sugar.
Okay,
in
so the last one. I'll let Brisa intro it and then I'll explain it.
Presentation, possible discussion, and possible vote to approve the elimination of one paraprofessional position for fiscal year 2022-2023.
Okay. So the plan next year is to have a para in kinder first, junior first, second, full-time, and then we need to look at if we have enough for 2 second grades or just one, because if the 23 kids... Right now we have 23 kids, and we have, is it two or three that are in, that are on IEPs and three? Is it three that are in the junior first room?
I think there's one. Yeah. Let's round it.
I thought it was three. So there's about 25 or 26 that would move on to second grade right now. And if that's all we move forward, we'll go with one second grade position. And then I would move one of our second grade teachers to third grade. Okay. I would put a full-time pair in that second grade room and have 25 or 26 kids in there. If we have, you know, we don't know what's going to walk through the door and register. We might have 4 or 5 more. we get over that, I don't want to have a classroom bigger than 25. I really, you know, that's a lot of kids. So if we have a pair in there and we have a teacher and the pair and teacher work well together, they can easily handle 25. But I'm not going to say easily. They can handle 25. But if you start getting more than that, no. So if we get to where we've got 30 kids or so, we're not going to go with one for sure. If it's 26 or more, we got to go to two classrooms. So that has an impact for us because right now we have a third grade and a fourth grade opening, okay, and an elementary ELL. And so if we only go with one second grade, our other second grade teacher can teach third grade. Or that elementary teacher could teach junior first, and our junior first teacher, if we had a whole bunch of extra kindergartners, could move to the other kindergarten. So we have some flexibility with what we can do. We won't hurry to hire all of those positions, but we are probably going to want to get at least one more hired the week after we come back from our meetings, so that we kind of know where we're at with everything in that regard. So I want to vote to eliminate a para position. I don't really even feel like we have to. I have to have you vote. I just want to do it officially because I have someone that will bother the heck out of me tomorrow, and he thinks it's just me.
Are we eliminating
a para position.
One para. Okay.
How many paras do we have right now?
Seven or eight.
And so.
Seven.
We're eliminating one. Is it about logistics?
We have numbers.
How are you justifying it?
A few different things. Yeah, we have seven paras, and that's not counting Victor, because Victor's really considered our technology third in the chain. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the one that gets to stay late. He does the overtime without asking role. You know, he's the rookie. So. So ultimately, we may come back and not fill that position. That may be the one we don't fill. If we, you know, we may not want to advertise for it. We may wait till the end of the summer or something. This is one of the para pro positions in the classroom, and we just have one position that's extra, and we don't really have the need for it.
The need for it.
I mean, not for a full time position. So, I mean, I guess that's probably the best way to put it.
All righty.
As far as budget, is that also part of the reason?
Well, budgeting, we're moving some different funds to some different things. So part of this would figure into some of the other things that we're doing. We can use that funding for something else.
Is advantageous elsewhere, you mean?
Huh?
Advantageous elsewhere?
That's kind of how we've looked at how we're filling what positions and whatever. But, I mean, like I said, if by the middle of May we have 25 kids signed up for kindergarten, then we need two kindergarten.
Yeah.
So now all we got to go to Plan B, and we need to roll those funds, and we can use them in a different manner.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, we'd also need another para for the other kindergarten class. So I just don't feel like we can say that we've got a position that I could fill that full-time position with. Because right now I'm filling 2 or 3 hours a day minimum filling with something.
We can modify it again if need be.
I mean, it may come back as a part-time.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to make a motion to approve the elimination of the one paraprofessional position.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 All right. I just actually had two things I was going to mention.
You don't have a
I know I didn't give you a report.
Right?
The only thing I was I did include. Split year calendar. We're not going to vote on it tonight because the teachers haven't had a final vote.
We don't
vote.
Have it on our agenda anyway, right?
Nope. It's just part of my sort of my report that I forgot to put on here. Sorry.
Gotcha.
I think it's because
I didn't last time, and it's kind of a nice little roll there. Yeah, I know. So on the back of it is kind of the explanation of the days. There are some different things on here, and we're going to go through it. I sat down with the staff twice so far, and I told the staff the first time we met, tell me the two things most important that you want. And the staff said, you guys, that's right. They didn't have to come.
No discussion about going aligning with Bisbee.
2 weeks at Christmas, and they wanted the spring break aligned with Bisbee's spring break.
Oh.
So they got that. And I came back, and they said, okay, so I worked on this over the weekend. This is what I came up with. And I kind of wanted to walk through everything because there's a new idea on there. And the new idea on August 18th and 19th, it's a Thursday and a Friday, we're going to do what's called a PI conference. Okay, parents involved in education. And what we do is we take the K through 5 and they're going to go to school till noon. And then we're going to send those kids home and we're going to have the parents come in. And we're going to sit down and for 10 to 15 minutes, I told my teachers that they need to just sit, be quiet, and let the parents talk about their kids. Tell you what they know about their kids. What are their kids' strengths, weaknesses? What do they like? What don't they like? What are their favorite foods? Different things about their child. Let them talk for 10 or 15 minutes about their kids. If you want to ask a question while they're talking about them, fine. But I don't want you leading the conversation. I want the parents to basically lead the conversation. And you open it up with a real open-ended question. We did this in South Dakota. We did it in Minnesota. It was my elementary teachers said it was one of the best things that I ever brought to South Dakota. I stole it from my Minnesota school. But we got that extra time after they had the kids in class for 2 weeks. Then the parents came in and talked about their kids, and they got to get some different information. So it was, they thought it was really beneficial. So we would take 3 hours on that Thursday, 3 hours on that Friday, dividing those 3 hours up between your 20 to whatever kids you have, and sit down with the parents and try to get them in. And if we have to, if a teacher comes to me and says, I've got some parents that can't get here until 5 o'clock, is it okay if I probably work something out with them, so if they do two or three conferences on an evening, then I'll, on a Friday when we have an early out and we have PD, as soon as they're done with the PD, or if they don't have PD, I'll probably let them go early or something. So we'll work that out. But I think that the teachers, once they try it next year, are really going to like that. It gave us an early head start on building that relationship with the parents. And I think the nice thing, the parents got to come in and talk about their kids. The parents appreciated it. And then most of my staff made pies or desserts, and then so the parents felt it was a low-key, no-pressure meeting. And most of my teachers set it up the night of the open house with all their parents when they walked in. And so it was very positive, and I think our people will like it. It was just too many things to put in last year. And so I other than the math curriculum that we'll be bringing to you guys probably, I don't know, if maybe by next month, but probably May. That's one of the few new things that I'm going to throw out there. But I do think our staff will like it. I think it'll be a positive experience for them, and they won't have to stay late. They can run their meetings till 3:30 or whatever. But I'll take this and I'll let the staff vote on it, and I'll bring it back to you on the 19th of April.
What does split year mean?
Split year is just like our fiscal year starts in July and goes to June. So when you go and pick up the calendar on the school, on the different free sites, you can find it. You can get a year, or you got to go split year.
Typical fiscal
just
school
six
year.
And six. So it's a fiscal year for us. But then when they have split years, then they also have different kinds of split years. Because like the federal government goes from October or whatever through back to the other.
Just September.
October.
Yeah, October to September. Mm-hmm. So it just, you got to, because I told the split years.
It doesn't align with.
Right, it's not. It's not January to December. So,
thank you.
So, any questions? April 19th. Are we okay with April 19th at 5:15?
I have no issues with it. April 19th. But okay. No pizza?
I don't know. I'm waiting.
I'm jiving.
Yeah, I can do that too. Bobby say that he's gonna?
Bobby came back and said that he and his wife had a long conversation, and he will be back next year as long as we have the grant. The grant right now, we have been approved to reapply for it. We have everything done except, as always, we're waiting for the county to send us a sheet on letterhead that says that what the expenses were totaling for Bobby's, they make $75,000 and then $100,000 for expenses. So they have that. They have to give us a sheet that breaks that down. We can submit that to the state, and then we can get approved. So Bobby will be back, which I think would be good at least for another year of that.
I thought it was a done deal already.
Well, we thought it was automatic we were going to get it, and then I got an email when we were supposed to be able to start reapplying on March 1st, and it said the program's been paused. So that's usually not a good thing. But then they came back
reevaluated everything
last Wednesday-ish, and it opened up. So I pretty much got most of the grant done that day, and then Kristen is working on getting the county to get us stuff sent. And so they were all worried about all of the, does it have to go through the county board and whatever. I said, it doesn't have to be approved. I just need it on a letterhead so I can give it to the state. The state's only going to give us $75,100. We're going to give you $75,100. How you pay it and where you put it, I don't care. But the sheriff did talk with us about, the sheriff came and visited school last week, and he did talk with us about the county putting some more money into that salary. Because right now, it sounded like a great deal, $75,000, and then they take, $40,000 for retirement and benefits out of the money we get from the state.
Their rate is much higher than the school district's rate for state retirement.
So right now, Bobby is paid almost $3 an hour less than first year sheriff's deputies.
Right. I thought that was what was going to keep him away from maybe thinking about this.
I did, but I think with the sheriff's talked to him about a couple of different things, and they believe the county is going to be willing to chip in because he works a couple of nights for the county.
So supplementing.
Right. And even if they just paid him at the rate they should for when he works for the county, that would make a huge difference because he's got a 12-year veteran. But they're paying him at the rate they pay him for this when he goes out and he works his extra shifts, so they're making a lot of saving a lot of money on it. So,
but he's in his spouse living.
She works up. He's basically just like me. He stays with his brother during the week.
Right.
And he, I mean, I told him I got a bunk bed on the back side of my RV. He could just stay there. It's just one little foam mattress. It probably ain't very comfortable. But no, he just said, my brother, then I get a chance to visit with him. So, he will be back as long as everything, and I think it will fall in place. It just takes the county and the sheriff's office a long time. I mean, we battled for almost 3 months last year.
It's political, too.
It was. But now everything's kind of there. And the sheriff was down here, and it was really neat because he brought with one of the guys who, the first year I was here, we brought some deputies in, and they came in and talked to the kids. And as our kids were walking in, a couple of our kids, gringos, and stupid, smart outcome. And that's why it really was important to me that we needed to get, so there was some kind of a positive in back and forth with law enforcement. So our kids needed to understand that police officers are not your enemy. You need to learn how to get along. And so one of the guys that was here, he came back with the sheriff. And I said, I remember you. And he goes, yeah, you were the one who came in and grabbed those two kids. I said, yeah. I said, you're the reason that we really pushed for the SRO. I said, because when you guys came and they started saying gringos and all the other stuff, he said, yeah, good thing they were speaking Spanish. I didn't understand it. But the guy that was with me said it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And so, we took them around, and they looked at all the different things. I mean, right now we're supposed to do 180 hours of classroom time and goals and different things that they have for education. I think Bobby's at like 205 hours maybe so far already this year in the classrooms with the kids.
See, I'd never thought about Bobby, you know, being Hispanic. I'd never thought about that being part of the card playing game here. I just I just don't see race, you know, in my life.
Yeah, it's been really, it's been good. I do know that one of the things.
So I'm just saying, if he wasn't Hispanic, he wouldn't be accepted as well.
Yeah, but you know, even when Bobby came, it took like 30 to 45 days for the kids to
warm up to him.
Yeah,
a bit.
I mean,
you like
know,
he was a human.
They don't just, you know, I mean, they don't just like as soon as you show up think you're okay. You know,
well,
I mean,
a lot of them have had. You
it's
know,
it's a little situation. Period of time. Yeah. So, but to me that was important that we were able to kind of keep that a little bit. I don't like to make a change for the kids and then kind of yank the rug out
right.
from underneath them right away. And so that'll be good. And then there is a possibility. The sheriff said that they may want to use him to teach the CTE class at Bisbee for an hour every day. And so if they do that, then they'll kick in to part of his salary, and we'll actually be able to use him for more days, like keep him around for the whole summer school and all that. So
chunk it up.
So it that's been a good program too. That's what that's why I'm hopeful that the nurse thing will maybe follow in the same steps.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, maybe we'll be get lucky and get a few years out of it. But
if we're
able to get you know, the right person, I think that nurse gig could be a really good gig for somebody if they want to go back to school. Brees is looking at the clock thinking I have an appointment.
No.
Is the 19th okay with you? I heard from everybody else. Okay. All right. So we'll set it for the 19th at 5:15. Okay. And it's Donna's turn to cook, so we'll see what she brings. I heard she's very good with hot grilled cheese sandwiches. So my husband recommended that. So we'll the corned beef and cabbage is okay. All right. You know what I forgot to tell you guys before we shut it down? The other thing on that school calendar, we have 2 days for the new staff. So when the new staff come in, we'll get the new teachers for 2 days. We'll bring in some of the veterans to show them how to do the TVs and the power school and
this
all
the beginning
that kind
of school.
Of stuff. The very first 2 days of the teacher workshop will be new staff days.
Can we also do this? We did it the first year that you came, with the school board and all the teachers.
Staff breakfast?
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
That nice, huh?
You know, last year we had it was still with kind of COVID and all
the
other drunk.
Thing,
so,
yeah.
But I think that first day, that would be that Wednesday when we have all staff back. Mm-hmm. That would be
we
the
used
day
to do
to breakfast
with them every year in
the
27th school.
I'll tell you one thing we did that was really kind of neat. In South Dakota in January, we had our board meeting in the morning, and we picked the staff. We set a staff development day for it, and we had a board meeting in the morning, and we had breakfast. The board served breakfast, and then we had our board meeting, and all of the staff sat in the board meeting because most of the staff had never been to a board meeting.
I imagine.
And
what are we
going
to do now? We have to get plants now. We have to pay people.
It was really neat. They really enjoyed it, and I think the board enjoyed it too.
Good.
You know, and then afterwards, then we did one of those.
You should make it one of his requirements.
Yeah,
the teachers have to attend one of the board meetings.
So we did some fun activities, and then we went on.
You need to make it one of the requirements to make the teachers come to the meeting.
Now that you say that, it could count towards the.
The only teacher that's taking advantage of it all year long is right there. That's been in our 301 plan. They get an hour or more for every meeting, depending on how long they last. She's the only person that's taking credit for it. She's the only one that shows up.
Mm-hmm. I remember in the very early days of 301, that was the thing. Yeah, it was like to get your 301, you were required to attend at least one or something like that.
I just think the teachers should know what's going on. I mean, I always try to have them meeting with them the day after the meeting, but I just think just going to a board meeting.
Well, let me tell you, the only time anybody shows up at these meetings is when it's hitting the fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I know.
All hell could break loose.
That's why we kind of did it, because we weren't having anybody else.
Now, is it an hour adjourned for the 3-1?
Okay, I would like to make this meeting adjourned at 7:42.
Okay. 7:42? All right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.